Good day, everybody. This is Jerry from Rhapsody Tours, and I'm here today to ask the question, why is there still such a fascination about the Titanic? It's a little strange when you think about it. For millenniums, there have been thousands of maritime disasters, many with great loss of life. For example, let's just look at the last 100 years. 1912 in Halifax. The Mont Blanc blew up in Halifax Harbor. Today still known as the Halifax Explosion, leaving approximately 2,000 dead. During the First World War, the Queen Mary from Great Britain went down, leaving 1,245 dead. During the Second World War, the Hood from Great Britain went down, taking with it 1,415. And just a week later, the Bismarck from Germany sank, taking with it 1,995 sailors. The Wilhelm Gustloff from Germany, filled with German refugees, was sank by a Soviet sub, taking 9,000. This was the greatest loss of life in maritime history. And more recently, in December 1987, the Dona Paz from the Philippines, a ferry, sank, taking 4,341 lives with it. But still, these few examples, even with their major loss of life, have not had the impact the sinking of Titanic has had when on April 15, 1912, she struck an iceberg and went down with over 1,520 souls. So why the fascination? Maybe it is because when Titanic sailed on her maiden voyage, she was a brand new class of ship and the largest moving object in the world. Maybe because there were so many myths about the ship. The ship was supposed to be unsinkable. There were no binoculars available. There was a fire on board. The ship was traveling too fast for the ice conditions out in the North Atlantic. Workers might have been trapped in the hull, and these are just to name a few. But we'll be talking more about these in a later video. Maybe because there was so much wealth represented on the voyage. The wealthy on board Titanic on that maiden voyage represented about $600 million U.S., which in today's currency would be approximately $13,710,910,000. That's a lot of money. Maybe it's because the class system was so important. If you look at the figures of those who survived and those who perished, the policy of saving women and children first was absolutely prevalent. But for some of those who had social standing and wealth, they were also able to influence who was to be rescued. Many of the poorest people on board were not even aware how seriously damaged Titanic was until shortly before she sank. Maybe it's because of all the film and TV movies that has had Titanic featured. To date, there has been 27. And maybe it was the renewed interest in 1985 when Dr. Robert Ballard found the lost ship. Whatever the reason, we all at least know something or have heard about Titanic and its faithful voyage. So for the next while, we are going to explore in a bit more detail the events leading up to the sinking and the aftermath of the Titanic disaster. In the meantime, for more information on Ireland, the birthplace of Titanic, visit us at www.rhapsodytours.net. That's R-H-A-P-S-O-D-Y tours.net. Or you can reach us on Facebook on the Ireland, the birthplace of Titanic page, or Twitter under Rhapsody Tours. If you have any comments, we'd love to see them. In the next video, we'll look at Titanic myths. Until then, have yourselves a wonderful day.